From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, have renewed their assault on Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second biggest city, Mosul, seeking to capture the town of Besheka. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of Mosul. In the village of Safira, Sunday, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabur, who is leading the operation, said his forces are awaiting air support before continuing their advance.
Our troop in the small mountain here, they control plant power of electricity, but we received some order to stop here because we not have any air support.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the operation to liberate Mosul began a week ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, meanwhile, held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. After meeting Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday, Carter said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraqi-led coalition. The defense chief, who met Friday with Turkey's president, is seeking to ease tensions between Ankara and Baghdad over the presence of more than 1,000 Turkish fighters in Iraq. Cameroonian President Paul Biya Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of Friday's train accident that killed at least 70 people and injured hundreds more. Mr. Biya ordered hospitals to charge the medical bills of the injured to the government and declared Monday a national day of mourning. The passenger train carrying some 1,400 people derailed near the town of Besheka, causing cars to flip over at high speed. This is VOA News. Fighting returned Sunday to the besieged Syrian city Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause by Russia to allow the exodus of rebel fighters, the sick and wounded. It appears few took up the offer. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling with at least three civilians killed Sunday. In Jordan's capital, Amman, Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi called for increased support for Syrian and Iraqi refugees.
This has to come to an end. This region cannot afford any more population displacement, burden on neighboring countries, and I think it is important to intensify the efforts towards peace, and Jordan has been very instrumental, and I am grateful for that.
Grandi said Syria has no military solution, only political settlement will end the conflict. In Yemen, a 72-hour ceasefire ended Sunday with the Saudi-led coalition launching airstrikes against Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Each side accused the other of truce violations. The brief ceasefire aimed at allowing humanitarian aid where thousands have been killed and millions displaced and in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. The airstrikes coincided with the arrival of UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed to the country. He appealed for a new ceasefire. He said he's working on activating the ceasefire, and despite the dangers that threaten it, he said he believes the truce must continue because it allows for humanitarian aid to be delivered and creates an environment to work on a political solution. In Somalia, at least three people, including the driver, were killed and four others wounded when a car bomb exploded outside a tire shop in the capital of Mogadishu late Sunday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, al-Shabaab militants said they retook control of the town of Halgan in the central Somalian region following the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops serving under the African Union Command. It came under attack by al-Shabaab back in June, in which dozens were reportedly killed. Qatar's former emir, Sheikh Khalifa bin Hamad Al Thani, died Sunday at age 84. 3 days of national mourning have been declared by the current emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Sheikh Khalifa held power from 1972 to 1995 when he was deposed by his son. The European Union is threatening to cancel a signing ceremony this week, creating a free trade agreement with Canada, known as the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. It is opposed by Belgium's French-speaking Wallonia region, which insists it is bad for farmers and cedes too much power to global corporate interests. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly is debating legal action against President Nicolas Maduro after a court blocked its recall referendum last week, a bid to end 17 years of socialist rule in the South American nation. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.